Today, the elementary and middle school principal, Jeannie Henningsen, is joining us for the Alta Aurelia School Spotlight. And Jeannie, a little change this year with your fifth grade middle school. Let's start right there, if you would.
Absolutely. This year, we had fifth graders from Alta also come over to the Aurelia building. And in the past years, we've had our middle school be grades 6 through 8. And we decided to do a 5th through 8th middle school. Things are going very well. In order to get ready for all the fifth graders coming over and increase class sizes, we remodeled our third floor. We remodeled four rooms, knocking out walls, carpeting, new paint, new furniture, and things are looking good up there, and students are doing great.
That's excellent to hear. I know Mr. Evans touched on that just a little bit ago, a couple spotlights ago. So the new digs, I mean, the students, faculty, the staff, everybody's enjoying that.
Everybody is. We did all new furniture and did alternative seating. So we have tall desks, we have hokey chairs, we have all sorts of seating arrangements. It's kind of the new thing in education, and it makes it more conducive for students to learn. Some kids learn better in different kind of seatings, and it's worked great, and the teachers are loving it as well. We are, like I said, fifth grade's part of our middle school. It is a little bit different in that our fifth grades, they are departmentalized, but they don't go on the bell system. We rotate only amongst three teachers where they're specialized in either doing ELA, science, social studies, or math. So Okay. It's similar yet a little bit different.
Let's step forward now in our conversation today because some exploratory classes that you and I were talking about just a moment ago.
Right. In our 6th, 7th, and 8th grades, we have exploratory classes where each quarter last year they would change to a new exploratory. Well, we decided, we looked at our needs for our classes, and we thought we needed more exploratories. So this year, if you're a 6th, 7th, or 8th grader, you actually get six of those exploratory classes going on a six-week schedule. Everybody will get art. They have STEM, where they do science, technology, you know, engineering, mathematics. Mm-hmm. We have guidance in there. We have financial literacy, and the two things that we added this year was technology. 6th, 7th, and 8th, we had teachers that thought we needed to beef up our technology since we use it so much, where they're teaching Google Docs, Google Classroom, Google Forms, and all those. And then we added study skills as well. We know that when students come from the elementary, they're more independent in the middle school, and a lot of times they don't have those necessary study skills to get organized, to know how to take tests, to know how to take notes. So those are things that we've added as well this year, and we're really excited about it.
Well, certainly taking care of your students, and it's always good to hear from you, Jeannie. Good luck Thursday in the conference tournament yet, and next week in the real deal, too. Go Warriors.
I appreciate it, Chris. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Principal Jeannie Henningsen, our guest with the School Spotlight program, right here on Mix 101.7.